Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the state.
Where are we? Station. We're in the station in the studios.
We're in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
I came in and moved your teeth today.
You came in like a whirlwind.
Well?
And, you know, I'm like, no, don't do that. Yes, no. No, I don't know. Well, who did it? I don't know. Yeah, but who do you think did it? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Monday. Welcome to my world, 12/20. 20th of December. You have four shopping days, guys. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Ashley, you had nothing to do with this morning. This craziness.
No. I just came in here and sat down, and I've been working on preloading shows for this next weekend. It's not
my
fault.
We're all gonna have all recorded shows.
Hey, do we have a special day of the week or special
national day today?
Let me look.
Yeah. So
I know Saturday was Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day. I missed that one. Today
wait a minute. How does he answer the phone?
I don't know what he does. Not certain.
Okay,
I can look it up. Yeah, okay. It's not. Maybe if we get somebody from Cascade in here, they did that last year.
Yes.
The Elf musical.
Right.
Well, today is National Sangria Day, and I don't know what mud, M-U-D-D, is, but it's also National Mud Day.
Maybe it's Samuel Mud Day, the doctor who set the leg of John Wilkes Booth, not knowing he had just assassinated the president and ended up in jail and prison for that before he was released, before people, you know, they... Everybody's tempers settled down and said, you know, he didn't know he's a doctor. He set his leg. He didn't know who he was. But he's still put in jail.
So you said there was National Mud, and you spelled it with two D's?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, according to their online cart, it's also National Go Caroling Day.
Okay.
Well, there's a high chance of that with my family.
Well, you're going to join us tonight as we go from house to house caroling?
You are right. It is Samuel Mud.
Okay.
Gosh, good there.
Hey.
Good deal.
You know what? 46 years of education. I know who Samuel Mudd is. Anyway, what's the weather look like?
And it also is International Human Solidarity Day.
Well, you set that one on fire this morning.
That's huge. Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I moved your cheese because I said, come out to the car and help me.
No, that had nothing to do with it. That
you had moved my cheese.
No, you said to me. Because we lined up a bunch of stuff. I said it's in the back seat. When you get out of the car, you face to the back, you know, to the back door of the car. You open it up, and there's the first one. And somehow you got this into the hatch.
I've done it every year, and I had the next year. And then I had a thing in my head.
What can I say? Maybe you should load it yourself.
Then. Yeah. Well, you know, I just asked for your help. You know how women, you know.
I lined it up, but not alphabetical, but by address.
Okay.
Okay?
No,
okay.
I think that's great. Thank you for doing that. Now, what else do you need to give? What else do I need to say to talk you off the ledge this morning as we do this on air?
Just do the weather. Just do the weather. Read the weather in your dulcet tone. And I'm not on the edge.
You're just a little. I moved your cheese.
Who came in and went, just have to get back to me.
You should know me well enough by now.
That's true.
All right. So today, it's going to be overcast with 43. It's like chance of showers and partly foggy. Our highs of 49 overnight, lows of 37. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
The horses winter coat
is coming in.
They've come in. They're heavy. And there's a horse out there that looks like a Newfoundland dog. I swear to God. Trudy, I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
Yes. I mean,
it looks like it's been wrapped. This looks like it's been wrapped.
This is our first winter out there to look to see what happens on the, you know, at the stables where we, you know, we have our horse. And so we're just seeing how, what the winter looks like out with these critters. It's just been so much fun. I've really enjoyed it. Now tomorrow calls for 90% chance of rain and patchy fog. Rain and fog on Tuesday night. Wednesday, 90% chance of rain. Now if you've got tickets to the lights, to the Garden of Lights, they do it rain or shine. So they've got all these millions of lights tied up into the trees. And so we just, you know, it's not going to blow down or go anywhere. So you just may want to put on, bundle up, like as if you're in New York or some other city or wherever you're going to be caroling. You don't let the rain hold you back. You still come to somebody's door. And I love the fact that Ashley and her family do that. So Wednesday, 90% chance of rain with a high of 48. Wednesday night calls for just expect a 100% chance of rain. Overnight lows of 42. Thursday, rainy all day with our highs of 15. Overnight lows of Thursday. Friday, as we go into Christmas Eve, rain once again. I know we're going to be on the road, so we're going to just get ready for what it may be to travel with traffic. 47 on Friday. And Friday night, overnight lows of 37. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm going to come see you guys today. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Wanted to talk a little bit about the Friday live remote that we did at the mall.
Okay.
For Shining Care.
Yes.
That was, you know, what was really nice about that is that we just, you know, we interrupted the programs every, I think, 30-minute increments. A couple things came to light there. First of all, we are very blessed to be in this community and have such great advocates for the seniors and the elders, which were in front of Penny's, and we interviewed many different organizations, I think six in all, that were there. And they head up, and I don't have the, off the top of my head right now, but we do know the Home Helpers was there. Of course, China Care put it together, but you had, you know, the, advocates for, people who do hospice. You had hospice. You had, every kind of organization that could help you, navigate what to do in the time of need or before the time of need to be educated on what to do with anybody who's elder, et cetera. So that was really cool. But what happened is we went to, and I know you posted it, Carl, kind of tongue in cheek, but is very serious about it. People talked about it on Friday night when we went to a Christmas party about, oh, you gave Carl a vegan burger, making him think it, or actually tricking him and thinking it was real. Okay, here's what happened. Carl looks at me. It's, you know, he was mangry at about noon. Mangry. He goes, that's me, a man being hungry. Mangry. He goes, I want food.
No, it's a man being angry.
Because he's hungry.
Because he's hungry.
Well, you can call it however you look at it. Up and down, sideways.
I wasn't angry.
No, but you've got to look in your face. Women, you know this.
Okay.
When you're, or your best friend, it doesn't matter who it is, your buddy, got a look in their face. Mine happens to be glossed over, and my girlfriend knows you need to eat. All right, so I went in the mall. Now, this is Mount Shasta Mall. So you basically have the coffee place in the middle, and the coffee place in the middle had a bagel. I'm like, no carbs. That's not going to work. I brought a protein drink. I brought a protein bar. That was not going to cut the cake. So I go into the new extended, or not extended, but brand new food court, which it had Cinnabon or something like that. No. Chinese food? No. But at the end, right before the bathrooms, is a place called Life Bowl. And I looked over there, and I thought, it's at Akai and all these, like, natural ingredients. And I thought, is this like a smoothie place? And then it looks over, it's a real life burger. And I go up to the guy who was so nice and so professional, very present. He wasn't like, you know what I'm talking about. He was just really with it. And I said, so everything you have here is vegan? He said, yes, it is. And I said, okay, well, I'm getting this from my husband. He's down over there, and he's really hungry, so let's do the life burger. You want bacon? I said, you mean like pretend bacon? Yep. Okay, let's just try it. I want the works and the sweet potato fries. So he goes back. You come, and I said, and I saw somebody come over and, you know, congratulate him or say, good job, man, or whatever. And this guy that went to say that looked very put together. So I said to him, like, not knowing, congratulations on your new business. He said, thank you. So we need to support those small businesses that decide, just like See and Taste, is it Taste and See Creamery?
Yes.
They started off in the mall, and then, of course, they've built. But this guy said that we've had food trucks, and we have done private parties, but we're not doing that right now with food truck. We opened up in here. So I bring it back to Carl, and he looks at me, and I had it cut in half so we could have a taste. And he says, is this a hamburger? And I said, uh-huh.
I couldn't believe that you were bringing back a hamburger and fries.
Well, you know, so I said, uh-huh. You ate the whole thing and then part of mine.
I ate my half and part of yours.
Yeah.
I knew was something about the bacon. But you know what? You get so many different kinds of bacon, how people fix it. And
right.
I thought,
it could have been like a turkey bacon.
And I had one fry, so I didn't really taste those. But,
It was really good.
And I put it on Facebook, and some people think I should divorce you. I mean, because if you can't trust your wife, who can you trust?
Well, I was going to eat it right there with you.
I understand that, but when you come back and you tell people, oh, here's a hamburger, and then it's a vegan burger, even though it was tasty.
We're so over time. I'm so sorry. I had to tell the whole story.
This portion of the show brought to you by our cuddle area, Sleep Number Bed.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. You know, how do you get your kids to sleep during the holidays? And
I
need to read this because I'm married to Linda. For many children, winter holidays are their favorite. And so the excitement of special traditions, festive decorations, extra candy, and time can make it tough for me to get Linda to bed.
Oh, my God. Everybody's had their cheese is going to be moved
And get her to sleep. Okay, we need to keep a schedule for you. We need to have a pre-bedtime routine. Tells your time.
Will you
tells
read
your
me
body
a nice story?
To unwind. I just have to read the first five lines of any book and you're out. It could be a graphic novel. It could be anything. But bring proven quality sleep for the holidays. This is, you know what? The gift of sleep is so important. And if you're thinking about
it's vital.
Oh my gosh, that Christmas present keeps on giving for decades. Think of Sleep Number. You know, we have loved our Sleep Number bed for 8 years. Linda's Sleep Number setting is
45.
And my Sleep Number setting is 80. Two separate, really separate, distinct firmnesses in that bed. And we both sleep so well. And don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. You can save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. It ends today only at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Now, it's subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required for the special financing. See store for details. Sleep Number, we like it. We'll be right back.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
mine.
Mother will start to
beautiful.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning and welcome back to Imprinting Central here with Carl and the Bot. 7:22 in the morning. It is 38 degrees out there. What can I say? It's too cold.
No, it's not.
It's not too cold. No, it's
because it's wonderful for the snow in the mountains. Wasn't that beautiful?
It was.
Driving from Palo Cedro into the downtown 44 was like, wow, there's sprinkle snow on all the mountains. Where are we? We tried to... Oh, we're somewhere like in Wyoming or something. Right here in Reading, it was beautiful.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been here 15 years, and since the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. Getting ready to open a new branch down in Anderson next month. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Senator Joe Manchin, who is a Democrat out of West Virginia, made the announcement that he could not support Build Back Better. And when he did, it was like, oh, my God. Devastating for the planet. White House liberals meltdown after Joe Manchin officially kills Biden's social spending agenda. Wow. So
it's officially ending negotiations on this version of legislation that would expand social safety net and et cetera. Go ahead.
Anyway, Psaki, who is, of course, the White House press secretary, said that she alleged that just days ago was pledging to compromise. However, I don't see anything about the compromise. He was, that Manchin would not support the bill despite his efforts to work with Biden. And I think he really tried to do it. While they will continue to pressure Manchin to force him into compliance with Biden's agenda, what he said was, there's deficit concerns. You're only taking this out 3 years instead of 10 years. It's going to cost a lot of money. There's things in there that we just don't have the money to spend. They're saying that it is the most fiscally responsible major bill that Congress has considered in years, and that's absolutely untrue. And reduces the deficit in the long run. No. So, everybody started piling on Bernie Sanders. Bernie Socialist Sanders. He didn't like it. And so all these others. And some of them were actually cursing at Manchin, like Ilhan Omar. She said the Manchin's excuse is bull bleep. Anyway, it's interesting. That's how close it is. The reason they're doing this was their big push to get it done by the end of the year, because they know that next year they're not going to be in power after the elections. They've got 2022 to try to push through things. I'm not sure that's going to happen. When you start seeing things like fewer than 3 in 10 voters under the age of 30 approve of Biden's job performance, you have things like Biden going on the air last week, and he predicts a winter of severe illness and death because of the Omicron for the unvaccinated. However, if you are vaccinated and boosted, you are protected from severe illness and death. That's just a lie. And he knows it's a lie, because we do have people still getting really sick. We still have people dying who've been vaccinated. The numbers are way down, but to say that you're safe isn't true. There's groups of people who are vaccinated and have had the booster, but they've got underlying symptoms. They get anything, Omicron or the original COVID, they're in deep trouble.
We have friends that, and you're right. And, as we go about our visiting and seeing friends and doing things for the holiday, and masking where we need to mask, et cetera, we have, in our circle of friends, we have doctors, and they decided they were going to, go to Italy. They weren't going to go, and they said, you know what? We're at a certain age that, life, we got to live it. So they're going to go after Christmas and go through New Year's. And so, you have that mindset. Now, while we were at a specific restaurant over this weekend, I just want to say it was another, my heart, Carl, let's talk about a woman in the restaurant. It was the weirdest experience, but yet the most beautiful experience, because a woman in the restaurant had a stroke. We were in a booth, and we just saw the ice pack come out. A person who owned the restaurant had like a go bag. There were 3 doctors in the restaurant. People like didn't miss a beat. It wasn't like, oh my God. I mean, they had the doctor was there.
And
EMTs got there.
EMTs were literally across the parking lot.
Right. Well, so they got there quickly.
They just trotted on over carrying
their stuff. Came out with the gurney.
Yeah.
They came in with the gurney. We're still like eating. People didn't miss a beat, because I said, that is an example right there, to our table. That's life. We never know.
No.
We never know if somebody, maybe it was a high blood, maybe it was assault, maybe, I don't even know the person or what happened, but.
She was elderly.
People were there.
Yeah.
To take
but
care
she was
of her
helped right away.
And get on, and that's a beautiful thing about living in Reading. Everything is right here. Everything is right here, and there is a heart in this community, an absolute
heart. And speaking of heart, here's Terry.
Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Good. Merry Christmas.
How's your heart,
sir,
today?
Sir, we missed your
my
Sunday.
Wonderful.
Good. Okay, what's up?
Well, I haven't had my coffee yet, so I hope I get this out right. But we have some history, sports history, and that is we have 2 football games, NFL football games, on Tuesday. Now, the reason for that is that there are 150 NFL players and coaches on the COVID list. The thing about that is that over 100 of them were vaccinated, and most of those were fully vaccinated. I'll say that again. We had two NFL football games postponed because vaccinated NFL players and coaches got COVID again, and some of them for the third time. So, you know, the vaccine isn't I believe that the COVID is certainly not a hoax. There certainly isn't, but the vaccine is.
Okay. Well, the fact is the I think the way it was presented to us in America was very sketchy at its very best. Get the vaccine, and that's going to solve the whole problem. So you get the vaccine, then you find out. Well, not exactly, because you can still get it. And then, even better, now the variants that
now
come
you,
through.
Okay, so yeah. Here, so Terry, you could, okay, one, not you, but one could look at this from all angles. One being, okay, so the information is maybe they have COVID. It may not have been as severe. Then you have, like we just witnessed and heard, we didn't witness it, but we heard about a dear friend of ours whose super close friend was an anti-vaxxer, 55, healthy, 5 days later after baking cookies, dies from COVID. And I don't know, maybe there was an underlying. Who knows if there was an underlying. So you can look at it in so many ways. But, yes, your point is taken, and there you go. I mean, they've
well,
got
it's the national. I mean, yeah. That's the whole thing, Linda. This is set, they've never had football on Tuesday before, but they have to do it because fully vaccinated people got it again. See, here's the whole thing. It's simple logic. How do you vaccinate something that mutates?
Right.
And how many different vaccinations do you have? And once you have a vaccination or a booster, you can't get it out of your body again. It's there.
That's right.
So
that's
I
right.
think
and,
we
and,
all
again,
have to
it
really
goes
start
back.
Looking at this stuff in reality. I mean, and there also was Matt Nemo's program yesterday, Liberty Unabashed. I suggest people listen to the end of that. There was a young colonel who I'm not sure if she was in the Army or the Marine Corps. But the fact is, the military was used for different vaccines to see just exactly what the side effects would be, and she testifies to this, and it's pretty eye opening. But I mean, we better wake up. Again, you know, of course, vaccines are a choice, but really and truly, obviously, I mean, the 150.
They are a choice, but see, they are a choice. And
pardon me?
They are a choice, and you're absolutely right. And people can choose to be vaccinated, or people can choose not to be vaccinated. My problem
right.
with the people that choose not to be vaccinated is, why are they being treated like second-class citizens? Why are they losing jobs? Why is their movement so that they'll never fly again? They'll never go into movie theaters and all these things. There's something wrong here. So, thanks, Terry. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Every time I go out there to my window on my F-150 truck, my 2006 F-150 truck, and I see in 2007 where Jeff Wurst fixed a crack on my windshield and you still can't see it, I go, yay, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because he has quality workmanship. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than him. And a small chip, okay, think about this, my friends. A small chip gets water in it, freezes at night, small chip becomes big crack. How about that? Well, he can fix that. He can make sure that chip doesn't get any bigger. He's not going to take chances with your family safety. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car down or truck to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
As big as a kite, said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, a song.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the 2021 Pop and Bottles New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino, featuring Gotcha Covered Band. Performing all your favorite covers you'll need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious hors d'oeuvre buffet, champagne, dessert, swag and drink specials. General admission $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes a hotel room. The celebration starts at 7:30 p.m. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a Papa Bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Christmas carols, do you have one hump or two?
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I didn't think she could do it, but she did.
She did.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber of Estate Granite. He's been in the business almost 20 years. He is totally an artist when it comes to design and building with granite, with marble, with slate, any of those, you might say harder, materials to use, but he is truly a artist when he works. When he designs, he works by appointments only now. And if you'd like to set up a consultation, you can give him a phone call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. He redid our kitchen. It's absolutely beautiful. He's one of the good guys. And it's a better-known business, Estate Granite. Now
all
there's
this
been
time.
There has been a big controversy going on. And now a scandal in Saudi Arabia.
Now, I did not believe you.
I thought you were doing one of those stupid,
like, you know, Facebook, like, kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek, flashy kind of thing.
Nobody has believed me, and I've told the story, like, four times, and they look at me and go, oh, Jesus, Carl.
Okay.
And I go, no, save Jesus for Christmas.
So camel breeding evidently is a multi-million dollar industry, and in a place that you know that would be like, you know, we think of, I'm just going to go.
Dubai and Saudi Arabia and these places, they have these, you know, camel races and all these, you know, these exotic camels.
So Saudi authorities have conducted their biggest ever crackdown on camel beauty contests that receive Botox injections and other artificial touch-ups, the state-run Saudi press agency reported, with over 40 camels disqualified from the annual pageant.
Well,
I mean, is this gross? I'm grossed out.
Not only did they have Botox, there were udder, you know, the udders.
Oh, please.
There were udder transformations. There were udder, you know, I mean, you know, their thinking is that they built some up and others.
There's $66 million in prize money. Botox injections, facelifts, and other cosmetic alterations to make the camels more attractive are strictly prohibited. Juries decide winner based on the shape of the camel's heads, necks, humps, dress, and postures. Now, would you believe that if you were just tuning in for the first time, you would think, okay, no, really, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
No, in this case, it was a camel.
Oh, no.
$66 million in prizes. Anytime there's money, there's cheating and things like this. So not only did they have Botox on their faces, they had hump lifts.
Oh, my God.
Now,
are we hearing this thing really on Monday morning?
And sometimes it's one hump, sometimes it's two. So you would have a two-hump lift. I mean, can you imagine inserting some saline or some plastic in there to get those humps
so
they're firmer? They're firmer and they don't wiggle so much when they're trotting around the track. And what about lips? Do you think they've done some work on
their camel beauty contest is the heart of the massive carnival, which is also features camel races, sales, and other festivities, typically thousands showing of dromedaries. The extravaganza.
Dromedaries are the single hump.
Okay. Thank you. This is where it's really important, this, all the reading that you've done. I would not know that a dromedary was a single hump. The extravaganza seeks to preserve the camel's role in the kingdom Bedouin tradition and heritage, even as the oil-rich country plows ahead with modernizing media projects. This is a multi-million dollar industry, and similar events take place across the region.
Do you realize how much it costs for braces for a camel?
I can't. It makes me, like, feel a little nauseous.
Why?
Because I don't like the idea of taking a creature, and doing weird things to it.
It's not doing weird things. A little Botox.
It's doing weird things to it with... Never mind, I don't even want to...
Come on!
We're not even going to go into this conversation.
Because
I know you're teasing me right now. You can't even be sane and think that, you know, what's wrong if you put another hump in?
Oh, no, I didn't say another hump.
Or plastic surgery. Weird!
You just firm up that hump. I mean, I wonder how big an insert that would have, an implant that would be. You've got like a 10-pound implant.
You've been talking about it.
All this time I've been mentioning it, and everybody's been saying to me that I've been, you know, oh, Carl, you're just being weird. It's true. Okay, I've got one. This story, if I can find this story, because I had it a second ago. This is for Terry Raposa. Tech company develops microchip implanted in the body that stores a COVID-19 vaccine passport so it is always acceptable. Always accessible, I should say. Always accessible. That's right, my friends. Not only can you get the vaccine, but this company will actually implant a chip. There have been rumors that a COVID-19 passport in the form of a microchip implanted into the body would most likely be developed, but that speculation was widely dismissed as conspiracy theory, much like my stories on Botox and camels. However, I love listening to Ashley and the other, and the producers.
And by the way, Terry, thank you for the toilet paper for Christmas.
You know what? We too will pass that on to our shows and to our customers. However, the conspiracy theory now appears to be close to reality. After a tech company touted a microchip that is implanted into the body that can serve as a COVID-19 vaccine passport. And this is a Swiss company, startup Epicenter has specialized in implanting microchips the size of grains of rice into the body that can act as key cards to open doors, public transportation passes, or be a credit card. According to Digital Cultures researchers Ma Peterson, around 6,000 people in the country have so far had a chip inserted into their hands. And now on that, you can just put your hand out. You know where I would put that grain of rice on my hand? I think it would be in my middle finger if they did that. So when they say, have you been vaccinated? You could just go, yeah. See? You're not watching. See, you could go like that.
Yeah.
And then they could, see, they could then run their little thing over your middle finger as you present it to them.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable it would be to have a grain of rice in your middle finger the rest of the time?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Might have to make it, you know. Well, what you could do then, you put it in a fleshy part of your body, and then you could show it to them. We got to take a break here.
I am looking at 45 weird Christmas gifts, sure to please your favorite fruitcake. If I could just try to give you...
Speaking of presents, Four Winds Jewelry is having a great sale. It's their anniversary.
Sniff Relief Mask.
Ooh.
Some people might want to wear that. It's called a Sniff.
They don't have that at Four Winds Jewelry. Get back into the game, Linda. That's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You were just in there the other day.
I was.
You were. And great selection. Everything from Native American to specially designed jewelry. In fact, you can design your own piece. It's getting a little bit hard now because it is almost Christmas. However, they still have a great selection. It's still at great prices. They're still super people. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Christmas morning, at the scene of the attack. Let me tell you something. She had hoofprints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
Two, three.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The official meeting of the business to business meeting is called to order. Business to business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, 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 what a Christmas gift.
Welcome.
What a Christmas
Welcome
gift.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:50 in the morning here on the 20th, four more shopping days or five. Depending on where you shop, till Christmas.
You know, when you do that, when 30, you say that.
It's 40 degrees out there, and it's going to be...
When you say that, that makes... That, I think that there's an anxiety around, you know, like 5 days left. Is that a guy thing?
Guys walk in, we buy it, we walk out. There's no anxiety here. Let's talk about women. Let's talk, if I put a tracker on you and said, and you
Don't.
Said, I'm going to go out and buy a gift, I would. It would look like the meanderings, you know, if it was on a map. It would go here, 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 oh, in a circle, and back, 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 back.
But,
you know,
I will say, her yes. gifts are probably better than yours because she put the effort in.
You know what? Ha. I take a lot
Thank
of time.
You.
I take a
Thank
lot of
you.
Time figuring out which wrench to buy. You know, do I buy a you know just a set of sockets or do this? Anyway, I have stood in front. I went shopping yesterday in two different places looking for something for a 2.5-year-old kid. You know, and not even mine, but I like this little kid. He is cool. So, but every. Thing you could buy that's really cool that I had when I was little, you know, like tractors and all these things, not for children 3 and under because they've got, because they can choke on them. And I'm sitting there thinking.
What do they have to chew off a piece of?
Well, that's what I was saying.
A wheel?
Well, you got to rip off this wheel and then stuff it down your throat.
Well, we also you know? Grew up at a time when you didn't have seat belts and everybody smoked.
And guess what?
You just jumped.
We yeah. made it.
Like I had a girlfriend that said, yeah, I had 5 kids in the car. She was Mormon. 5 kids in the car, breastfed one while she was driving to the store to get stuff so she could bake bread in her oven.
Like
that's a true story.
Sounded to me like she had already baked things in her oven.
It was just what she did. I love she was such a pioneer woman.
Speaking of pioneer women, Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell
totally.
Is a Texan. I can see Maxwell 150 years ago running a cattle operation. This is one competent lady. She's been helping people with insurance and financial matters since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401 since the stock market tanked this morning, you might want to give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, in our remaining 7 minutes we have here, or 6.5, weird present you can buy people, and it's still not too late. My favorite so far has been the bacon-scented wrapping paper.
We laughed really hard. There was some weird stuff, like the toilet snake.
The toilet snake. I mean, my God. And then the other one was
weird
musical bathroom tissue rolls.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I guess
those
when
have
you,
been,
when
no.
you, when you yeah. move it
I've had those given to me before.
Plays little Christmas songs.
That's been around for a while. Yeah, that's just a weird. You know, the Snook family is potty humor.
I would have never.
Lots of potty humor.
I wouldn't have. I'm glad that I didn't know that.
These aren't just ties that light up in this particular thing. I looked up the weirdest, you know, gifts that you could get. Anyway. Okay. What is next, Carl?
Well, Senator Blumenthal of Connecticut attends this awards banquet. And he says, well, three of my friends were there getting awards. And so he gets up and he speaks and he awards some stuff from the Senate. The only problem with this was a Communist Party celebration, you know, the American Communist Party. And there was Senator Blumenthal handing out things from the Senate, talking about it. And then when confronted about it, he goes, well, I get invited to a lot of things. I go to a lot of things. I like being invited to things. I didn't know they were communist. I'm sorry. You're sorry because you got caught. Just like most of the politicians out there. I didn't know that. I didn't know they were communist. I mean, the name of the party, everything they were doing, it was communist. And he's lived there his whole life. And he didn't know they were communist. Now, I realize there's people out there that think socialism's a great idea, probably because you haven't lived in socialist countries or seen what happens in socialist countries. You could do your own research on it, and you think of little small countries like Switzerland, where they have a great standard of living. Yeah, there's like four people that live in Switzerland. And you try to do that with the United States, and guess what? It becomes a lot harder. You know, the money comes someplace. Socialism is great till you run out of other people's money. Oh, but we have socialism now. What do you call Medicare? I call Medicare people buying into a program that if they had used that same amount of money and had put it in the stock market, they would have had a lot more than $1,600 a month. Once a month, they could have probably been having thousands. But you don't have a choice. Oh, Medicare. Yeah, Medicare. People pay into that even when you're
it
on.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well,
no one can get a doctor's appointment now.
Yeah. And so okay. I won't agree totally with that, but they are extended. Now, what about the Veterans Administration? What about you all? You get, that's socialized medicine. No. See, that's part of the contract that we signed. When we signed that contract, it was for put your life out there, but you will get a retirement and you will get a medical care. Not dental, not eyes. You'll get medical care. And if you've read about some of the horror stories the VA's had, you're not even getting that. We're fortunate right up here in Redding to have the clinic we have, which, by the way, is out on Knighton Road. People are still going over to the one on Hartnell, not knowing, because of the total imbecilic way that the Sacramento offices of the VA have handled the opening of our clinic here. I can't say enough. It's almost criminal. It's almost criminal what they did. You've still got people showing up in Hartnell, and you will, because they didn't get the word out. Did they make an announcement in the paper? No. Did they have one? You know, there are numerous radio stations around here and the TV station. The only time the TV station bit a story was the day that it opened. You know, we've been asking for weeks, hey, we need to announce this. Sacramento wouldn't do it. They, as far as I'm concerned, that's almost a total abrogation of responsibility. But what are you going to do? They're appointed. They make their $150,000 a year. They're appointed. They show up to work. They don't really care because every 2 weeks they get paid, which is the problem with the bureaucracy. It's not tied directly to the working.
The votes?
Yeah, it's not tied directly to working, whether you work well or you work badly. You still get paid every 2 weeks. Unlike out in the real world, if you work badly, you don't get jobs. You don't get paid. For a bureaucracy, for that, it makes no difference.
So what are you going to do about that, Carl? Are you gonna do anything? Meaning, well, can you write a letter?
I've
can
written
you go
letters.
Down in
I'm,
person?
I am going. I
can
am,
you go
I am
to,
going straight to. I'm going to Megan and Brian Daly. Those are our representatives, and tell them exactly what happened up here. But we'll see what happens from there. So that's going to happen today because.
Right.
I have, you know, when I see this, and people that I don't know call me because they work across the street from the clinic, and they're watching people driving in, circling it, being, you know, they obviously don't know where
they're supposed
to be.
We knew that was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen.
You went in like the week it was going to close, and and it was in the paper this weekend about the frustration of a veteran.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, we got to run. When we come back, we'll have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Shasta's school board here with us.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It didn't win him any friends among the left wing of his party, Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, catching flack for opposing President Biden's $2 trillion social and climate spending plan. The White House, which also lashed out at the senator from West Virginia, is urging Manchin to reconsider.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Manchin's weekend announcement is at odds with his discussions last week with the president. She called into question the senator's sudden and inexplicable reversal. Psaki also said the White House will continue to press Manchin to see if he will reverse his position yet again to honor his prior commitment.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, congressional Democrat leaders also continue pressing for Build Back Better. Manchin's vote would be needed to get the bill through the 50-50 Senate. Pending final approval from a parliamentary committee, Israel will ban travel to the U.S., Canada, and 8 other countries. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus, although generally less severe in its symptoms, is spreading rapidly worldwide. And correspondent Shelley Adler says we will soon be hearing from President Biden.
President Biden plans to speak about the status of the fight against COVID-19 tomorrow and discuss government help for communities in need of assistance.
A surge in COVID cases has New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio debating whether to hold the traditional New Year's celebration in Times Square. A decision on that expected later in the week. Biogen slashing the price of its Alzheimer's treatment months after the drug debuted to widespread criticism for an initial cost that can reach $56,000 annually. A COVID-induced sell-off underway on Wall Street this morning. Stocks deep in the red. Right now, the Dow down 649 points, loss of close to 2%. The Nasdaq off 263 and the S&P 82 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes? Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating 2 corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Switzerland, among the latest countries to introduce new COVID restrictions as the Omicron variant spreads across Europe.
From today, life for the unvaccinated in Switzerland becomes very restricted. Bars, restaurants, theatres, museums, gyms and sporting events are open only to those who can prove they are vaccinated or that they have recovered. A negative test is no longer acceptable. Essentials like grocery shops, pharmacists and public transport are still accessible to all, but masks must be worn and everyone who can must work from home.
The BBC's Imogen Folks in Geneva. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has returned to work following a week of isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. He had mild symptoms, was treated at his official residence in Cape Town by South Africa's Military Health Service. News and analysis at townhall.com. Closing arguments today in the trial of a former police officer who says she meant to use her taser and not her gun when she fatally shot Dante Rice.
During sometimes tearful testimony, Kim Potter told jurors she didn't want to hurt anybody and shouted a warning about using her taser. Prosecutors say with all her training, she should have known the difference between her taser and her gun. Potter's charged with manslaughter in the death of the 20-year-old black man she pulled over in a Minneapolis suburb for expired license tags and an air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror. Potter's attorneys argued she made a mistake but would have been justified in using deadly force because the other officer was at risk of being dragged by Wright's car. I'm Julie Walker.
Prosecutors in The Hague laying out their case, the murder trial of three Russians and one Ukrainian charged in the downing of a Malaysia Airlines jetliner over eastern Ukraine in 2014. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. It is the 20th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR. 1460.com. We have our video up and running, so you can wave and everybody can see each
back.
Other there. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've already learned it's Samuel Mudd Day.
Mm-hmm. And Caroling Day.
Caroling
I
Day.
Love that. Caroling
and
Caroling.
Sangria Day.
And Sangria
okay.
Day. So
I make a mean sangria.
Yeah, well, drink the
I
sangria,
really do.
Then go out and carol.
Why not?
That is very likely to happen.
Okay,
you know, it is currently 37 degrees. It's mitten weather, folks. And if you've got tickets, again, I said this in the earlier hour, to the Garden of Lights, they do the Garden of Lights rain or shine. So just be part of the whatever it is. Just get out in the elements. It's a cool thing to do that.
Yeah,
it will be
great hot chocolate.
Our temperatures today, our highs will be 40. Get ready for that. No, excuse me, 49. Overnight lows of 37. Get your glasses on, girls. Slight chance of showers and patchy fog. They're mostly cloudy today with a high of 49. Overnight lows of 37. Tomorrow calls for rainy, then patchy fog with our the highs about 50. And tomorrow night, overnight lows of 40. And then Wednesday, we just look at we've got rain again throughout the week. 90% chance of rain on Wednesday with a high of 48 and overnight lows of 42. Thursday calls for 100% chance of rain with a highs of 50 and overnight lows of 35. Friday, rainy again with a high of 47. That may be the snow day. Let's see. Friday night, overnight lows of 37. Christmas Day, cloudy with rain with a high of 47. And Saturday night, our overnight lows of 33. So I don't know, you guys. We may have Christmas snow here in Reading. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with all of your senior and veterans' needs and discounts. They're going to come to your aid. If you need gas or propane during these times, these are the people to go to. That's Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, California.
365-3793. Hey, it's the third Monday.
It's the third Monday.
We have Susan Wilson.
And you know that voice.
From Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And she brought with her, Mike Freeman, who is the Shasta County Office of Education Associate Superintendent. And we've had Mike on before.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, and we're talking about the school.
And Susan, good morning.
And all the different aspects of that. And today, though, what's the subject today?
Well, my interest is today in how do we teach the history of our country? And I'm not talking critical race theory here. I am talking about how do we teach the history of our country, and especially how do we treat the history locally? You know, sometimes I think kids don't know exactly where they come from, and I think it's really important for us to think about how do we get accurate, non-biased information to the children in our world? So there's nothing like the Associate Superintendent of Instructional Services in Shasta County, you know, to give us an idea of what's going on. And things are going on in Shasta County. You know, there's been a whole team that's been working on teaching the culture and history of Indigenous peoples. And with that, I'm turning it over to Mike.
Well, I'm just really glad it's National Caroling Day, and I'm just glad we're not going to carol. That would be brutal. Yeah, good to be here. Good to be here with Susan. We're doing some great things. It's as you can imagine, it's challenging work. Working with our local Indigenous tribes, we've established an American Indian Advisory Council.
Good.
Yeah, and I think even the history of that work came out of some hard conversations. You know, we started looking a while back, a couple of years ago, we started looking at attendance, and we noticed that our Native youth had low attendance percentages happening across the county. And that led to a conversation where, you know, you start looking at root causes, and folks, you work hard to establish relationships of trust so that people can actually let you in on why that might be.
Now, would you say that, you know, I'm just, all these things come to my mind, so just forgive me if I just blur it out.
Yeah, let's blur it.
Okay, so would that be generational, like, okay, well, we're just going to say the white man, so that the schools are run by the white man and they don't know our traditions? Root belief core system from generations.
Yeah, well, on a generational level, right? We're talking about historical trauma.
Right, historical trauma.
And many times happening, that trauma linked directly to experiences in school. We start looking at the school not honoring ceremony days, right? So you start peeling those onion layers back and people start to really share, like, look, this is why we have attendance issues. And actually coming from tribal representatives, right? Tribal leaders saying, look, we have some problems here with history, right? How the history of California is presented to our students who are required by law to go to school. And then we also have issues with whether it be discrimination, right? Bullying, and then you look at the when their days of ceremony come up and they have to choose between going to school or taking an unexcused absence and going to ceremony with their tribe. Many are choosing ceremony with their tribe and taking unexcused absences. So luckily, Judy has been working with Megan Dolly, and AB 516 was passed. And so now those ceremony days are recognized as excused absences.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, just a little sidebar there is, you know, I performed for about 2 years doing this one Thursday a month at Wind River. And the guy that did the sound there, he had, you know, his long ponytail. He was really, really efficient on sound. Anyway, so one time I guess I must have hugged him and I like touched his hair. He said, don't touch my hair. And it was like, I backed up, like, I was so not offended. I was like, you know, because I'm a touchy-feely, huggy, and this is, of course, before COVID. And he said, no, that is, what was the word he would have said? It's very sacrimonious. That mm-hmm. is very, you don't touch an Indian's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, whoa, I wanted to say, could you tell me more? Later on, we went to a ceremony there, and he was really in the drumming circle, and I was thinking, this is something that is very sacred about touching people or understanding what things mean. So I think that's really cool that you guys are doing the ceremony.
Well, I love the idea of understanding what things mean, right?
Yes.
We don't necessarily understand what these things mean to
or even folks. Know what the things are that we need to understand,
right.
I think is one of the issues that we face.
How many Indigenous tribes are there that go to school in Shasta?
So the American County Indian Advisory Council works with Winneman Wintu, Pitt River, Redding Rancheria. We also have, I think that...
Under five.
Those are four of the primary ones that make up the Advisory Council of the Shasta County Office of Ed.
Those are our local tribes, yeah. but there are kids from other tribes
in our schools. Shasta County has how many tribes that go to our schools? 8, 10, 12?
It's probably 4 to 6. We've been working with them to work on a land acknowledgement.
Their ceremonies are all different times, right? I mean, the Pitt River ceremonies aren't the same as the Went to.
Yeah, I think that there would be variations across the different tribes.
And we have a friend, along those notes, Carl, that we have a friend who her tribe has never been officially recognized for some reason that I don't know what the political aspect of what that was. She's a dear friend of ours, by the way. And she still dresses in ceremony gear and goes out to schools and so on and so forth. But she said her tribe the national has never been like recognized. So,
what do you do with that?
Well, I think that's unfortunately we get into the bureaucracy of government and Bureau of Indian Affairs and doing the legal work. And if there's someone out there that can do that work pro bono, right? Because there's some costs that go into that.
The whole thing is
you have to get on the federally recognized list.
Right. Yeah. You just can't start your own.
Otherwise. Yeah. We're not discrediting their history.
Absolutely
right?
not. But so I guess I'm just saying that there's probably people out there whose kids, maybe their tribe has not been recognized, but they still need to do the ceremonial thing and not have it be an excuse, but say, I don't know how, you know, it's not like show your papers or something like that. But anyway, but the starting point is thank you for that. That's a good deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that this, it really comes down to what this show is about. It's about listening. It's about creating space. It's about setting up a forum where people's voice can be heard. And I think that for a long time, our indigenous groups have not felt heard. So
I think you're right. We have to take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified as one of the A-rated hospitals in the United States when it concerns safety and surgical procedures and all the other things they have to do with staying in the hospital. They are rated in the top 230 out of 5,000 hospitals in the United States, Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. This and much more. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. 8:17 in the morning, 38 degrees out there.
Out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions, leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Play our pro football season picks promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly choices. Plus, prior week results and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And good morning and welcome back to this Monday morning on the 20th of December, Free Fire Radio Edition with Carl and Linda. We are live in the studio and Ashley is our producer. Ashley, you're doing a great job picking
Thank
out...
You.
Yeah, you do it.
Going with the historical
Christmas
songs this time around.
I love it. Okay, KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. It's currently 37 degrees in the downtown studios. And Carl, this portion of the show.
Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Tim and Logan are out there wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, but this is the only place I've ever had my hair cut in. Reading or the surrounding area. In fact, I've got a set up this week for another one. They work by appointments only, 244-9478, and it is Man's Last Stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. I love it.
Little lady.
We're here with Susan Wilson of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And she brought with her today, and he's been on our show before, Mike Freeman. He's the Shasta County Office of Education Associate Superintendent. Anything that has to do with classes and all that stuff falls under you. Is that right?
Yeah, instruction, Mike. Administration, yeah. Working with and supporting teachers and administrators. Yeah, it's an amazingly difficult time for folks.
I was wondering for you and teachers... And I can only just go by, you know, I don't have a lot of teachers in my life. There's some up and down the street where we live. And when we had the two-month shutdown, we all met a lot of people on walks. And there was a teacher who lived up the street from us that said, wow, I'm of a certain age. I'm used to working with the kids. And now I have to learn all this stuff online. And I'm having a really hard time. And that was just a stranger on the street. That was a neighbor telling me that. So where are we now at this particular time? Masking, not masking, half class, in class, where are we?
Well, we're ready for a vacation. That's where we are.
I like it.
our teachers have been working really hard. And actually, I think that the narrative right now is this year was harder than last. Last year we had some available options, during quarantine, we had some distance learning. We had some things that we could be doing. And this year, schools have become satellite public health agencies with their own COVID testing protocols and trying to, you know, and trying to keep things as normal as possible. At Shasta County Office of Education, we've run some surveys checking in with kids, and actually the instructional environment is, they report it feeling safe, productive, right? So our teachers are shouldering that load, and our kids are going to school, and they're feeling like the classroom itself is a place of, I don't know if I use the word normal, but our teachers are doing an amazing job. Our school administrators are doing an amazing job trying to keep school.
Can kids come to school without masks?
If kids come to school without masks, I believe they're probably going to be talked to. As you can imagine, across Shasta County, it looks a little different, but there is a mask mandate. Whether it's being enforced in your kid's school is another story.
Because we talked about that last time, how hard this is going to be, because you've
hard.
Got...
And I think there's an overall fatigue.
Yeah, and then Shasta County, are they mandating vaccines?
Shasta,
for the students?
Shasta County Office of Education, well, in Shasta County, we do not have anyone running a mandate for vaccines right now. Obviously, we're all looking at what does the FDA and the mm-hmm. overall approval for kids with vaccinations for kids, because that will trigger what the governor put in place.
So there is nothing right now that says kids 15 and under have to be vaccinated.
There are no districts in Shasta County that have taken
mandated that. Anybody to be vaccinated except?
Not staff.
The staff.
Staff can mandate or test.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, what if you, what has
or,
that,
sorry, can vaccinate or test.
Yeah, right. Can vaccinate or test. So has that had an impact?
As of right now, no. Okay. Word on the street and some of the narratives from teacher friends, I believe that there are some that are testing right now. That if mandated to vaccinate and the testing option goes away, they may leave the profession.
Okay. Well, that, okay, but you haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
You know, you can teach, just get tested weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
And how are you?
Now, who pays for that?
We actually have, some districts have shouldered the cost, and state has provided some resources, and so now I believe that that's...
Yeah, because if you have to test every
like
week, that can be expensive.
It can be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like the guidance...
Oh, my gosh. From thinking about that. My question. Right.
The California Department of Education has been okay? Has it been really good? Is it kind of like... It's a jump ball, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that it has been challenging. I think that we've relied heavily on our relationship with Shasta County Public Health to interpret that guidance, right? What does that look like? As you can imagine, you know, here in Shasta County, it's a whole child environment. It's not just about the classroom. It's about Friday night lights and football games and basketball and mm-hmm. what do those things look like? Shout out to Fall River, right? Fall River,
yeah,
bringing home
state
the
champs.
State champs.
Oh, woohoo.
So all of those things, you know, we have these regular check-ins with public health, and, you know, running a school is pretty dynamic. There's a lot of different angles to it, and you have even classroom visitors, right? Some of our schools operate, and that school culture relies on people having the ability to come into class and volunteer and help out. And, you know, what do winter assemblies and music concerts and, you know, magical dinners and all of these things that make up what K-12 education looks like in Shasta County, what does it look like with these mandates?
You know, one of the things is that each school district kind of runs their own show. When I tell people that Judy Flores, yes, she's the superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education or Board of Education, but she can't tell the school superintendent what to do.
Can we highlight that, right?
Yeah, they can tell her to, you know, blow off if they want to, because she can say anything she wants, but it's up to that superintendent. Now, the district school board, made up of citizens who are elected to that, how much power do they have? What do they have power over?
Well, I think that's a great, I just want to highlight what you shared. Mm-hmm. I love when public get involved with education. I hope that this is something that we've learned from this COVID experience. But when you come to the Shasta County Office of Education board meeting and you're demanding X, Y, and Z, you have to understand It is about jurisdiction. And I know that that feels like a cop-out if people are passionate and they want to be heard, but you need to go to where people can hear them. And that is to that your district. Superintendent and to the district board. Now, when you look at states coming down with things, it's not a cafeteria plan. A school board can't look and say, well, I'm going to do this law, I'm going to not do this law. Right? I mean, there's just some things that we can't do. Obviously, there's been a lot of conversations happening with boards about mandates. In Shasta County, that conversation runs the full spectrum. I think it is equally represented. There are parents just as passionate about a mask as a parent that is anti-masking. But I think it's important, too, that we understand that there is an oath of office. They are sworn in. They have to follow laws. They have to follow those things that are happening. Now, any mandate that's on the books right now regarding masking is, or even regarding student vaccines, is pending other actions, right?
So, you know, as a member of the school board for 25 years,
props to you. Hopefully you got an apple or something like a
I did. I got a beautiful glass apple when I finished. But I think I remember, our responsibility is taking what we're supposed to do by law and making it fit the culture of our school and the abilities of our school and the finances of our school and working around it to maybe you could call it massage it, you know, so that it's right in the place where I have some responsibility. We can't change laws. We have to take what we're given and then work with it. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way, because I want to get back to our discussion about our indigenous population and the education that we're doing for them.
Lots to talk about with education these days. Lots to talk about.
But I think even this topic that we have about how do we work with indigenous youth is going to look different in every school. And one of the things that SCOE, we'll call it instead of Shasta County Office of Education, for those of you listening, SCOE, one of the things that SCOE is trying to do is not provide a mandate, but provide a variety of information that is important for, that has been identified by the council as important for kids to know.
Yeah,
correct?
I think that
and schools to know, and school boards to know.
Well, I tell you what, let's address that as soon as we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, some of our favorite people, SST Oil. Hey, it's cold, hot water, heat in your house, the Toyo heater and the Toyo water heater. You can call them and get extremely great customer service on if you want that Toyo heater or the water heater at your house. Not only that, they have been growing. They've been with us in Redding since 1967. They are one of those unsung heroes that support so many great organizations of nonprofits. Plus the fact they are an employee-owned company. That's right. It's an all-American employee-owned company. And the CEO and the operations officer both came up through the ranks, so they know what it's like to be out there. Give them a call at 241-1167. If you're looking for a water heater or a heater for your house, plus CFN cards and more, all of this is at SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Remembering our past and looking to the future. We'll be right back.
My world is changing. I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas?
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi.
Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The State Cultural Education Center and SCAR in partnership with Skokie and the Shasta Beloved Community is having a COVID-19 vaccination clinic Thursday, December 30th from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at First Methodist Church at 1825 East Street. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Children ages 5 to 17 are also welcome and must have a parent or guardian's consent and an adult with them. Enjoy free Punjabi Indian food while organizers hand out gift cards. This COVID-19 vaccine clinic is dedicated to Umoja Kwanzaa. No insurance, no appointment needed. December 30th, First Methodist Church, Reading.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 8:37 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. It looks like it's just going to be cloudy. I guess we could get a little rain later on. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive. All of your tobacco needs in one place, and they have grab bags of cigars for that special. You know, there's a lot of people, a lot of men and women that like to have a good cigar occasionally on special occasions. They've got the best humidor in Northern California right there at Tobacco and Brew. All your tobacco accessories, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'm here with Mike Freeman, who is the assistant or associate superintendent. Associate?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Associate superintendent works.
Yeah, and all the, you know, for all the education going on. And Susan Wilson, agitator. I'm sorry, head of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. I'm just kidding. We're talking about the indigenous curriculum that's starting. And when's that going to start, Mike?
So we're actually in lesson development. Okay. So, again, everything working in council. So it's not just Shasta County Office of Education cooking up some history lessons.
Do parents get a chance to see this before it gets put into a motion?
Oh, yeah. We're in the early stages, mm-hmm. where we are piloting and, again, getting back into the reason for this is to have that accurate portrayal. And where appropriate, right, as far as grade levels, we're not going to necessarily go into third grade and start painting pictures of genocide and those kinds of things. So working with our advisory council in the process of developing some pilot lessons, and those materials can always be previewed.
Okay, now, so parents will have a chance to see this before it gets instituted.
Yeah, and by instituted, we're simply, right now, we're in the interest survey mode.
No, I understand. Right? And this is where parents need to hop in this.
And I can tell you, too, a really kind of a historic moment. Earlier, maybe November, we actually met with Judy Flores and our Indian Advisory Council met with legislators from Sacramento looking at the curriculum work that we're doing and trying to see what this might look like statewide. By statewide, I'm not saying come up with a statewide curriculum, because it really does need to meet where, as Susan was mentioning earlier, it really does need to meet the local community and tell the local stories. But I think that the idea of Sacramento actually looking at curriculum for American Indian Studies across the state, that's a historic moment. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, you said you don't want to start in third grade with genocide. Where would this start? Like first grade?
Well, we would be talking to early elementary education. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what does that conversation look like? I think it looks like accurate cultural representation,
So
clarifying myths and celebrating contributions.
So you would be, let's say when to. And I'm truly wanting to know. I think you're right. I think we need to have people educated across the board with facts, not with anger or supposition or, that
myths.
Kind of stuff. Myths.
Right.
I think it really needs to be like it. I think that kids, we provide no service to our children if we just give them our biases.
I know both of you,
I know that you believe in that.
Well, and I really think it comes down to two, a worldview, right? Maybe a different way of looking at things. I think that there's science in the classroom and there's science of salmon, right? I think that there's different ways to view things, and anything that we can do to help people see maybe the viewpoint of another, I think in 2021, especially in the context of, Shasta County citizens advocating respect, I think that that's important work to be about.
And that's respect for all citizens of Shasta County. It's not just one group that people seem to get their arms or get their heads wrapped around. Okay, so I could see how this, I could see maps showing, former lands of
land recognition
of various tribes. But I think it's also important that we show how this land may have belonged to this tribe, but this tribe moved in and pushed them off that land. Mm-hmm. It didn't start with the Anglos coming into America where people were pushed off their land. If you read the history of all the tribes, it's usually they moved another group off their land.
I think that's fair that
people learn that at the beginning, so that it kind of puts in perspective this has been going on a long time. Now, I'm not going to say anything about how from like 1880 on what went on.
Right.
But we need to set the perspective early. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think that there's value in education, right? So I'm a middle-aged man, and I should have found Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee before I was 45. I mean, it's a powerful book.
It is.
And it tells a powerful history. It tells powerful history of Indian tribes in Modoc County. Modoc County is our neighbor, and I'd never read that story.
Read The Buffalo Hunters by Sandus.
That's a recent read for you that you've really enjoyed.
It's called The Buffalo Hunters, and it is historic, but the way she writes it is just incredible about what happened to all the Plains tribes. But it's a lot about the Plains tribes and what the eradication of buffalo did. I mean, that had as much to do with the Plains Indians as the cavalry chasing them.
Yeah, and I think that there's just powerful experiences as people have these opportunities to read things, right? And if that happens in class, all the better.
And what you're saying, though, I think is one of the things that we really we want to focus on that more than on genocide. I mean, genocide is one bit, but your story of the buffalo hunters and how it changed the environment in which people were trying to survive.
This is really
important stuff for everyone in this country to know. Black, white, purple, tattooed.
I hope that's
in our category.
I hope that this leads to a point where people can, you know, express their viewpoints into the sense of I have friends that, of course, are, you know, Navajo, Hopi, you know, went to Pitt River, all of these, but the way that we have isolated certain tribes, certain nations on these reservations and what's happened is criminal. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't understand how this happens. I don't even know probably someplace in your upper grades. We need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about how did it get to this. And it's just not the oppressive Anglos on this.
And you're talking about moving whole populations from point A to point B?
It wasn't just that. It was now. I mean, here it is. It's been 100 years and where they are now. And it's absolutely scary. Mm-hmm. The amount of the number of Native American women that disappear.
Yeah.
Just disappear every year.
The number of students that are expelled from high school.
The suicide rate among Native American teenagers is one of the highest in the nation, if not the highest. Sickness, all of these things. My daughter, when COVID started in 2020, she calls me and she says, "Dad, I fear for the Navajo Nation." She says, "They are going to get hit so bad." And they were because of the living conditions there. Mm-hmm. And here we are in almost 2022, well over 100 years when this happened, when the major movements, and we still have these problems. Yes. I don't even know how you could even teach that. I mean, you could.
Well, let me just tell you two aha moments that I had and just in consultation with local tribal leaders and trying to identify how we might be able to work together to meet needs. One of them was having a conversation, and the school district is engaging, looking at some federal funding that was coming in. And they said, it's interesting, but let's keep this in proper perspective. School districts are consulting with sovereign nations. And I'm in the room, and my head kind of explodes a little bit thinking about these tribes as recognized tribes as sovereign nations. And then the other interesting point too is where you have, you know, maybe a sixth or seventh generation Shasta County, and there's some pride there, right? You have long established family roots here in Shasta County, and you're having that conversation, and they'll say, "How about 650 generations?" California, right? Or like in this land.
Yeah.
And so it puts things in perspective. And I think really the idea is we should all be learning. We should all be listening to each other. We should be having conversations, constructive conversations, right? Where we go in curious about the other person.
Okay, we have to take a break. But who's the one in charge of this? I mean, you showed up because you said the other person can't be here. Who's that?
Oh, well, I said Kelly, who's actually...
Yeah, Kelly Rizzi. We've got a team. Kelly Rizzi could talk to you a little bit about some of that generational trauma and some of those things that she's leading up the lesson development as well.
I've got her in the queue.
Sure you do. Okay, we have to take a quick break. Okay, you're looking for that last minute present you want to give somebody? How about a concealed carry class? How about a class to show people how to safely use and store firearms? Keep them away from people that shouldn't have them. That's Northern. Like what?
Like children.
Like children, people who have felonies, people who are maybe not mentally able to do this, but it is a big part of the CCW class on how to secure your firearms, how to use your firearms correctly. Even if you never get your CCW, but you'll learn how to use your firearm in defense of your home and yourself and your family. You can get a gift certificate from Northern Firearms Instruction. Just go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. They're old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat. Of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garmin, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garmin. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Tim Garmin stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmin to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmin, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden
the classics.
Days.
I had six CD changer in random last night. The Carpenters, Michael Bublé, Dean, Frank, Andy Williams, Nat King Cole. Yeah, just all of those wonderful And there's some Rod Stewart in there, too, but I love my Christmas music.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment. Our guests today are Susan Wilson, who heads up the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Mike Freeman, who I like, Mike. We've run each other. And we're not, you know, we found out there are certain places that we are very simpatico on. I was just talking about pulling a guy out of a hospital and shooting him in the forehead. And where Susan goes, Mike winked at me. Okay.
He was a bad guy and he might have it coming. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? When you do things like that, you know what? Why waste the money? Okay. And then give a bill for the round to his family. Hey, you raised his POS.
And just for the record, Susan's sitting here shaking her head in dismay.
Hey, is this fruitcake?
No, okay, that's fudge. That's grandma's recipe fudge made for you. Sweeten you up.
Yeah. I was going to say, if it was your fruitcake, I was going to use it as a concealed weapon.
You know, well, it's,
my gift is in the mail, supply chain issues, so it'll be here. Maybe by New Year's.
Okay, we're talking about a new course of instruction. On Indigenous studies. Is this going to be required? Somebody said, is this going to be like an elective, or is this going to be like part of the curriculum? And in which segment is it going to be in? History?
Yeah, it would be in your social studies. But again, back to Susan's comment earlier about local board, local board jurisdiction and deciding what place these lessons have.
Okay.
I think that's all part of a conversation. We can get into.
You're just.
We can get into other things as far as graduation requirements in the state of California. There is an ethnic studies requirement. 2025-26, I believe, there'll be a course. Districts will need to provide some form of ethnic studies. American Indian studies would. Help meet that requirement.
That would meet that requirement.
But that's probably another conversation, Carl.
Yeah, down the way here. Mm-hmm.
This is just getting our fingers in the puddle.
And the thing I like about it is, one, is that it's open, because you're just getting started. It's open to parents and grandparents and all this, so they can see what the curriculum is going to be.
And it's not just about, I mean, our work with our American Indian Advisory Council isn't just about the lesson development. I mean, there's been some common trainings. We've brought in some folks. And again, just trying to expose different thoughts, right? And making and having creating space to have conversation, and it's hopefully it's a healing thing.
Okay, with the last 3 minutes we have, I have to ask a question. With the and that's totally off this. I'm looking forward to seeing what this is and talking to the lady that's going to be heading it up. The last thing I believe we need. And I don't have any kids in school, and my grandkids. Well, one of them's in high school, the other one's in college. That we don't need any more bias coming in on either side. If it's factual, I think it's so important we learn about the Indian nations that were here. It is incredible stories. I went through a reading binge on that, and then the Comanche Wars, and Quanah Parker, and cavalry in the plains. But then moving over here, they're addressing things in the Mohawk Wars. Wars along the coast, Nez Perce, and all that. There's so much information in it, and it's difficult to find it just strictly historical. This happened. This is why it happened. Mm-hmm. This is the results of it.
Well, I think that telling that true history will tear down those bias.
I hope so.
That the bias and the myth and the stereotypes. That's kind of what has gotten us into this.
So. We need the facts on the table.
Yeah,
you know,
and
so that
everything. Mm-hmm. And everything that we teach. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming in on Christmas week.
Yeah.
And Mike, Merry Christmas to
Merry
you
Christmas.
And all the staff there.
Thanks for all the hard work. You seem like you're a very balanced person.
You don't know me very well.
I mean, really just calm. Calm during this kind of like... You know, every day is a challenge to, like, what's coming down the pike that we have to adhere to.
What's happening next year with SCAR?
Well, we're starting the year with a forum called Difficult Conversations, and how do we have – I told you last time, you know, you're on my invite list. How do you have these difficult discussions? I mean, even when the facts are on the table, sometimes they are a little difficult to talk about and to get people to share their visions, you know. So that's in January.
Okay. Well, Doug Craig's going to be on tomorrow, and Doug and I have a great discussion every month. And he gave me a book, I'm Right, You're Wrong, on how to have discussions like this. He's also bringing his daughter in, and who just has been in Africa working over there, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be really interesting tomorrow. Also, Colt Roberts, who is running for office, a young man running for office down in the 5th District, will be joining us.
What kind of office?
Oh, I'm sorry, Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
Board of Supervisors in the regular election in June. We've got three or four.
With the new lines drawn. Right.
And in January, my friends, when it comes to politics, and we've got to run, I want to have every candidate running in this
recall.
In the recall on at least once, maybe twice, so you can listen to them. Biden, Leonard Modi, Dale Ball, Garment, all of them.
And the League of Women Voters, we already have it set up so that we're going to interview and have our usual forums. We're going to do it on Zoom.
Okay.
But it will be live streamed, and it will also be on YouTube. People can get a feel for the differences among the candidates.
I think